All right, so welcome back to another episode of Ash and Stu Around the Campfire. I'm Stu Saunders.
And I'm Ash, and I'm sitting beside a campfire.
You are, and I'm the camp owner and founder, and Ash Bear is our fearless camp director extraordinaire. This episode of Around the Campfire, we are going to talk about one of the most important parts to your camper's experience starting off successfully, and that is our camper registration. So the registration day, which is on Sundays, and that will take place, which is different this year, from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock. And we cannot stress enough that this is not to start early. So please don't show up at 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock. We've actually extended it briefly by 2 hours to give our camp staff a bit more of a sleep-in on the Sunday morning and allowing them to be more rested, more awake, more engaged with your campers. So I suggest, you know, if you want to get there right at 4 o'clock, that's fantastic. Get there at 4:15. But, like, do not get there at 2 o'clock. It's not going to be good for you or good for us. So 4 to 6 on Sundays is our camper registration. Now, part of the camper registration is there's a lot of process, like pieces to the process, and I'll let Ash break those down for you right now.
Perfect. So when you arrive on site, you'll be greeted by our wonderful camp staff to give you the warmest welcome. And then there's a little bit of a process that we go through to just make sure that we have all the information we need from you, and also that you have all the information from us to make sure the week is super successful. One of the first stations that you go to on registration is a lice check. So this is important because we don't want to have lice all over camp. So we need to make sure that your camper does not have lice when they come to camp. So a cool thing that you can do prior to camp starting is doing a quick lice check on your camper. And if there is lice in your camper's hair, which means you have super clean hair, congratulations. Do us a favor and do a lice treatment. And if this does happen, just give us a call, let us know, and we will definitely move forward in a positive way with you to make sure your camper's experience will still be wonderful. If your camper does have lice, there are a couple steps we need to go through, but know that we don't want it to fully impact your camp experience. But it's much easier if you do that lice check before camp, even though we're going to do one at camp too, just to confirm that we're good to go.
And one thing I'll just add to that as a parent, please know if your child has lice, it's not a bad thing.
No.
All three of my kids growing up all experienced lice while they're going through school. It's a common thing. It sounds much scarier than it really is. We will not pass judgment upon you or your children, and we will not make any note of it to anybody. So know that we do our absolute best to make sure it's discreet and deal with it as best as we possibly can. The only reason why we do it is because we don't want to have an outbreak at camp, and it's so easy to happen once one person has it. So please don't feel like we're judging you, because I will openly say to any parent, all three of my children had lice many times just because of the school setting.
It happens.
It happens. It's not uncommon.
For sure. We just want to make sure it doesn't keep happening within the small site that we live on. Also, a part of registration is the time where you'll be able to see what your tuck tab is. So tuck is our camp store. You can also buy some of our merchandise that day and add more money to the tuck shop. We'll also learn things like what cabin you're in, what bird group you're in. And these are all things. What house you're in, for sure.
Yeah.
So those are all things that are super important. But know that as long as you come between that 4 and 6 time, it doesn't determine like what group you're in because you're there first. Like all those groups and stuff and cabins are predetermined before you come to camp. Know that if you have a cabin request or a group request, those all have to happen before registration because all the groups and cabins are made before Sunday. So the more time you give us with that information, the better.
We're better able to attempt to do that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And for cabin and group requests, they're not guaranteed, but they are more likely if your campers are within the same grade age. That's how it works.
Yeah. Yeah. Bottom line is, part of the reason why I love camp, and I went to camp every year on my own from age 6 till 13, when I was before I was a camp counselor in training, a CIT, at my camp. And one of the best parts of camp, and parents, this is just an honest statement, One of the best part of camp is meeting new people at camp. So don't worry about your camper not being with their best friend. Encourage
That's actually
your,
better.
Yeah, encourage your camper that when they come to camp that here's a chance for you to meet some new people. And the great thing about camp is they can have camp friends, they can have school friends, and that's okay if they don't aren't the same friend.
Totally.
So yeah, so just know that being they're always going to see each other. They're going to be around each other throughout the camp week or 2 weeks. So it's okay. They're not like a different world. They're still going to be together. And so we'll do our best to accommodate whatever you need, but know that it's not a bad thing if it doesn't work out the best way you think it does.
Totally. And the last piece I want to share about registration day is as a parent, I'm sure it can be hard to leave registration day, which we've seen definitely in the past couple years. Dropping off your camper is hard. But know that your camper's experience will be so much better the quicker that you let that experience start to happen. And it doesn't happen until you leave the site. So we encourage you to make that process quick. So during registration, it can only go as quick as the people in front of you in line. But once you're to the cabin and you've got your camper to their cabin, it's good to say your goodbyes and hit the road. One, traffic is annoying on Sundays. But also, your camper needs to start their camp journey without you there. So give the time to have those conversations that you would have in the cabin, maybe on the car ride up, but leave once they're in their cabin.
I mean, if you can get away without saying, I'm going to miss you 100 times, that's also good for younger campers especially.
And it makes sense
be excited for their experience.
Yeah, be super pumped for them. And it makes sense that you are going to miss them, but also you know your child the best. And maybe sometimes there's a different sort of language that you need to use with them so it doesn't give them the pit in their stomach.
Yeah, things like, you know, Ash, I'm so excited for you to have your camp week this week. I'm so pumped that you're going to have this great time.
Thanks,
it
Dad.
Looks like camp's going to be an amazing time. It looks like all
this place is so cool.
Yeah, like things like that are great words and great verbiage to use when talking to your camper as you leave. And yes, it is Sunday. We know that. And yes, traffic can be bad on Sundays. So my last little bit of advice to you as a person who drives up and down the 400 highway all the time is drop your camper off, venture into Orillia, have a lovely dinner at one of the great restaurants.
Thai Plate, Rustica. Not sponsored,
no. And then just enjoy your dinner and have a nice night. Walk down to the port of Orillia, walk along the water. It's beautiful. And then make your way home around 7 o'clock at night. And you'll have a lovely night, a lovely dinner, and not be stressed. But most importantly, we want your experience and your camper's experience to be smooth as possible. So always feel free to email us before you get to camp, too, if you have any questions.
Totally. This has been...
Until next time, we'll see you around...
Campfire Chats.
Campfire Chats with Ash and Stu.